the audio course of English. Disc number 4, Business English. Copyright Edgard, 2005. Unit 1. The Company. In this unit, you will hear text and dialogues dealing with day-to-day business issues. You will learn about the structures of different types of companies, what marketing departments do, the job of a brand manager, about the IT and accountancy departments, and all about company annual reports. You will also learn lots of useful words and phrases about these topics. Lesson 1. Company structure. How much do you know about the structure of companies and their different departments? Do you know what each of the departments is responsible for? In this lesson, you will hear a lecture outlining three different company structures. Listen to words and phrases that are used in this text, together with their Polish translations. Then listen to the recording.
To produce.
Produkować, wytwarzać.
Management structure.
Struktura zarządzania.
Hybrid.
Mieszany.
Entrepreneurial sole trader.
Jednoosobowa działalność gospodarcza.
Startup company.
Firma zaczynająca działalność.
Flexible.
Elastyczny.
Responsive.
Szybko reagujący.
To be on an equal footing.
Być w takiej samej sytuacji.
Flow of information.
Przepływ informacji.
Nucleus.
Jądro.
Offshoot.
Odgałęzienie.
To tackle something.
Radzić sobie z czymś.
Blend.
Mieszanka.
Board of directors.
Zarząd.
Chairman of the board.
Prezes zarządu.
Market policy.
Polityka rynkowa.
Executive.
Wykonawczy.
To benefit something.
Przynosić korzyść.
Expertise.
Wiedza i doświadczenie.
External source of control.
Zewnętrzne źródło kontroli.
Research and development.
Badania i rozwój.
Logistics.
Logistyka.
Purchasing department.
Dział zakupów.
Commodity.
Towar.
Vendor.
Sprzedawca.
Warehouse.
Magazyn.
Human resources.
Zasoby ludzkie.
To implement.
Wdrażać.
To meet the objectives.
Osiągnąć cele.
Now listen to the lecture about company structure. Listen carefully and answer the questions that follow.
The organization of a company, in terms of its management structure, depends on its size. There are three main types of company structure: hierarchical, flat, and a hybrid structure. A flat structure is characteristic for an entrepreneurial sole trader and a startup company. In these types of companies, the owner of the firm is the manager and usually performs all managerial duties. In this case, the manager retains sole responsibility for the business, with little outside intervention. However, they also assume all responsibility for any of the debts the business may incur. This type of structure allows daily personal interaction between the employees and their employer. This is the optimum structure for a small business, such as a nursing company, a retail outlet, or a taxi driver, as they're able to be both flexible and responsive in their business dealings. In these companies, all employees are on an equal footing with each other, with a manager presiding over them. However, if the aforementioned business expands, there will be more employees, and the flow of information and speed of response can become disrupted. This leads us into our next structure, hybrid structures. When broken down, these resemble a central nucleus with four or more offshoots, working autonomously to tackle different areas of the business. Hybrid structures are a blend of two traditional organizations, flat and hierarchical. Traditional hierarchical structures are based on a pyramid structure and control operating processes through job standardization. In a typical medium-sized pyramid company, there is a board of directors, which meets as often as required to discuss such issues as finance, corporate structure, long-term policies, and market policies, as well as product strategies. The board is presided over by the chairman of the board, also known as the president or chair. The people who make up the board consist of non-executive and executive directors. Non-executive directors are not full-time employees of the company and usually sit on other boards in other companies. These non-executive directors benefit the company by providing them with their expertise and experience, as well as providing an external source of control for the company, as these people are not dependent on the management board. Executive directors are employed full-time by the company and are vice presidents or directors of departments. Such departments may include research and development, R&D, as it is sometimes known, in which the main focus is the research into and testing of new products. Logistics and the purchasing department deal with commodity buying, all contact with vendors, and the management of warehouses. The finance department creates tax policies for the company, arranges long-term and short-term loans, and seeks efficient levels of finance for the company. The marketing department decides on the best-selling strategies for a product. HR, human resources, deals with recruitment, training strategies, benefits plans, and all policies in relation to people. The senior management of a hierarchical company report to the board of directors. The main tasks of senior management are to implement the policies approved by the board. Senior management presides over middle management and supervisors. Junior management and supervisors form the lowest level of the company's managerial structure and are responsible for teams of people and the meeting of the team's objectives.
After listening to the recording, answer the following questions. How many different types of company structure are described in the lecture? In the recording, which type of structure was described first? What is a hybrid structure? In a traditional hierarchical company, which employees sit on the board of directors? Why are non-executive directors important to a company? Lesson 2. Information Technology. In this lesson, you will hear a conversation between Susie and Simon. Susie's having problems logging on, and Simon is trying to help her. Listen to words and phrases that are used in this text together with their Polish translations. Then listen to the recording.
Help desk.
Pomoc techniczna.
To log on to the network.
Zalogować się do sieci.
The message popped up on my screen.
Na ekranie pojawiła się informacja.
Locally.
Lokalnie.
Desktop.
Komputer stacjonarny.
Network cable.
Kabel sieciowy.
To plug in.
Podłączyć.
LED.
Dioda.
Socket.
Gniazdko.
Inventory number.
Numer inwentaryzacyjny.
Sticker.
Naklejka.
Jinxed.
Pechowy.
Settings.
Ustawienia.
To sort out.
Poradzić sobie z czymś.
Remotely.
Na odległość.
Susie has been on a business trip to London for the last week. She arrives at the office, sits down at her desk, switches on her computer, and tries to log on to the network. Nothing happens. Susie rings the help desk for help. Listen carefully to the dialogue and answer the questions that follow.
Hello, help desk. Simon speaking. What can I do for you?
I don't seem to be able to log onto the network.
Okay. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Susie Harding from marketing.
How do you know that you can't log on to the net?
When I tried, a message popped up on my screen saying that it couldn't see the network. It then asked me if I wanted to log in locally, whatever that means.
Okay, right. What type of computer do you have?
A black one?
Okay, I see. Is it a laptop or desktop?
A laptop.
I need you to look and see if your network cable is plugged in. Then I need you to check that the green lead is on just next to the socket.
Hang on, just a second. Yes, it's on.
And what is your computer's inventory number?
My what?
You can't miss it. It's on the silver sticker.
Ah. Oh, yes. LC1450.
Right. Hang on in there for just a moment. I don't see you on the net.
You know what? It was exactly the same the last time I went away to London. I had to ask for help then as well. I don't know. Maybe the city's jinxed or something.
This has happened before. Do you know if they did anything with your computer?
I don't know. Someone came. He looked at my computer. It was very nice. Yeah, actually, he must have done something. It was okay after that.
He probably changed your network address settings. Unfortunately, I can't see your computer in the network, so I can't sort it out remotely. Someone will come and sort it out within the hour. Note down your ticket number. It's 267-421. Just in case no one comes, call us back and give us the number, okay?
Yeah, that's great. Thanks a lot for all your help. I'll get a coffee and wait for them then.
After listening to the recording, answer the following questions. Where has Susie been for the last week? What happened when she tried to log on? What is her laptop's inventory number? Has Susie ever had problems logging on before? What happened? Can Simon fix the problem from where he is? What should Susie do if no one comes to help her within the hour? Lesson 3. Marketing. In this lesson, you will hear part of a seminar about marketing being given by Mark Powell. He'll draw your attention to some key areas, as well as different aspects of marketing procedures. You may even want to try the exercise that he describes at the beginning yourself. Listen to words and phrases that are used in this text together with their Polish translations, then listen to the recording. Answer the questions that follow.
To increase income.
Zwiększyć przychody.
To attract new clients.
Przyciągnąć nowych klientów.
Pattern.
Wzór.
Simplistic.
Uproszczony.
Non-verbal.
Pozawerbalny.
To combine.
Połączyć.
Catchy slogan.
Chwytliwe hasło.
To associate.
Łączyć, kojarzyć.
Reliability.
Niezawodność.
Income bracket.
Przedział dochodów.
To target.
Celować.
Service range.
Zakres usług.
Distribution channels.
Kanały dystrybucji.
To refresh.
Odświeżyć.
Television commercials.
Reklamy telewizyjne.
Competitors.
Konkurenci.
To launch.
Wprowadzić na rynek.
Market niche.
Nisza rynkowa.
Product life cycle.
Cykl życia produktu.
To increase one's customer base.
Rozszerzyć rynek.
Non-current customer.
Potencjalny klient.
To set goals.
Wyznaczyć cele.
And now listen to the recording. You will hear part of a seminar about marketing being given by Mark Powell. Listen carefully and answer the questions that follow.
Generally, your marketing goal should be to increase your income, sell more products, and attract new clients. I want to talk today about some ways of doing this and some areas for you to take into consideration. What I'd like you to do first is to draw any well-known brand logos you can think of. Good. Now, you will start to see a pattern emerging amongst these well-known brands. All of them are simplistic, with a symbolic design, where appropriate. They have geometric shapes, a well-thought-out style of lettering, and also carry a certain amount of non-verbal impact. But most of all, the image, combined with a catchy slogan, makes them memorable. But what is it you associate with these logos? Power, speed, reliability, health? What is it that consumers associate with your logo? The basis for a good marketing campaign starts with market segmentation, i.e. identifying the age, sex, income brackets, social class, a geographical location, etc., of the group that you want to target. These people will become your key customers. After target identification, we can move on to the marketing mix, or the four P's, as it's more commonly known: price, product, place, and promotion. The marketing mix consists of the product or the service range that you are representing, the pricing policy, the distribution channels that will be used, and the promotional methods, such as an advertising campaign, including radio and television commercials, magazine adverts, billboards, etc., SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to your product also play an important role in your marketing mix. If you're working on a limited marketing budget, see if you can find an alternative way of advertising. Can you get your name into the press? Is there a sporting event that you can sponsor? This will get you free press coverage. Be as creative as possible when it comes to marketing on a budget. The four P's will revolve around your USP, or your unique selling proposition. Through marketing, you have to communicate why your product is better than that of your competitors. Is it faster, better quality, or cheaper, etc.? Now, not only do you have to worry about targeting your key market with your product, but you also have to think about how you're going to launch it. As I mentioned earlier, that is where the four P's come into play. Where is it that your products will be available, for example? Some brands of cosmetics are sold exclusively in pharmacies. When you have found your niche market, so to speak, you will need to think about your product's life cycle. How will you refresh your consumers' memories and remind them about your product? How, in turn, will you increase your customer base? Maybe a change in package design, or a new range, a promotion whereby you offer a more competitive price or a different advertising campaign. Possibly, in some cases, a free sample of your product. Or do you want the life cycle of your product to be quite rapid, as in the case of constantly updated mobile phones? Is there a need that needs to be satisfied? If not, is it possible to create one? Mobile phones are a good example of this. In the beginning, they were an executive tool. Then later, they were targeted towards single women and children, so that in the event of something untoward happening, they would be able to call for help. Nowadays, we have short message service, or SMS, inbuilt cameras, access to the internet, and the ability to choose our own ringtones. Mobile phone companies are creating needs that need to be satisfied, and in turn are reaching out to non-current customers and increasing their customer base. What marketing goals would you like to set for your business? Would you like to see a 30% rise in sales at the end of the year? Would you like to attract more clients? In that case, set yourself a goal of contacting and retaining at least 10 new customers a week, or selling more of your products. Now, if I could just ask you to look at page 3 of today's handouts, you will see...
After listening to the recording, answer the following questions. What combined with a brand logo makes a product memorable? What does a good marketing campaign begin with? What are the four P's? What does SWOT stand for? How can you keep your product current and up to date? How did mobile phone companies reach non-current customers? How do mobile phone companies create needs that need to be satisfied?